A plan to revitalize Baltimore is set to land at the city council today. It comes with a price tag of $10 billion, and no one knows where that money would come from. WYPR City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Benessi gives us a sneak peek of the committee presentation.
And every traffic light I stopped at, I looked over and there's a bench that keeps saying Baltimore, the greatest city in America. But yet every person sitting, it's an oxymoron because everybody sitting on the bench doesn't look like they're doing so great.
That's Con Dillon, the architect of the plan. He has not previously developed anything in Baltimore, but was the main developer of Tyson's Corner in Virginia.
Realistic, bankable, doable plans.
The plan would create 5 new development sites in each of the council districts. In this plan, the sites would be chosen by the community through meetings and community outreach programs. Dillon says the community involvement is key for his plan to work. Dillon says he's so dedicated to the idea of community development that he even reached out to Carol Ott, the director of Baltimore's Housing Policy Watch. Ott says involving the community sounds great, but she's worried that communities won't really be heard. And she says she's concerned that there will be no real measures in place to avoid gentrifications of neighborhoods. She says Dillon would not be
responsible for what other property owners and other developers do, like across the street or around the corner down the block. And so that was a little unsettling because that's how gentrification happens.
Housing policy expert Zach Murray from Baltimore Policy Action Forum agrees with Ott.
I support the idea of working to develop a broad vision for the city as a whole about how we're going to redevelop that doesn't leave out communities.
But, says Murray, having 5 sites per district may not be equitable development and meet the needs of distinct communities. For example,
District 7 has been significantly more underdeveloped than some of the council districts, like District 1, for example.
Murray also says that Dillon's plan to create a private entity for development in Baltimore when the city already has the Baltimore Development Corporation is redundant and could cost the city more in the long haul. The overarching problem with development in the city, Murray says, is
there are no development standards, and so developers can come in and say, this is what we want from the city, and it's dependent on the strength of the community as to whether those developers are held to any standards.
Dillon's project would seek $3 million for the planning phase to begin that would go to the private boards for each district. The funds would pay to hire employees and do outreach to the community, which Carol Ott says could get messy.
Kind of get into a situation where you've got way too many cooks in the kitchen and nothing's actually being prepared.
With that said, Ott gives Dillon a word of advice for his hearing.
You've got to have data, and you've got to be able to show your data. People on some level appreciate when you're able to be forthright and just answer their questions. I mean, for me, that always gets my respect.
Yet, Con Dillon insists,
it's a win-win for everybody. That's why when I, you might have read that I called this a bulletproof plan. Well, it's a bulletproof plan inside and out.
It might be a win-win if we can find the $10 billion. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.